This is Brad Crandall, your host for Monitor. Coming up, Connie Francis, Frank Sinatra, a sidelight on sports with Joe Garagiola, Ted Webb with Sport of Speed. But first, let's hear from the Trombones Unlimited with It's Not Unusual. Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Vigoro, the goof-proof lawn foods.
If the ball club doesn't call a press conference to announce your signing, then you have to do it yourself. I'll be back to talk about a guy who did just that after this from Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shape up, make it wake up with the bold green Vigor of Vigoro. The bold green Vigor of Vigoro.
You bet. And the reason is simple. The manufacturers of Vigoro know what they're doing. They've been at it longer and hold more patents for plant feeding breakthroughs than any other outfit in the country, bar none. And when they make a Vigoro product for any lawn or garden use, it's tailor-made for the area it's sold in. That's the secret of the bold green Vigor of Vigoro.
It's a lot greener than green. A hefty kind of bold green.
Vigoro, the goof-proof, tailor-made lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
It's the custom for baseball clubs to call a press conference when one of their big stars signs a contract. But what if you've signed your contract and you're not a big star? That was the problem faced by Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder Al Ferrara. He decided there was only one thing to do, so he did it. He rented a poolside cabana at a Los Angeles hotel and called his own press conference. His guests were three members of the sports staff of the Los Angeles Herald-Examiner, Bud Ferrello, Jack Disney, and Bob Hunter. When they arrived, their host, just back from Japan, gave each one a kimono and provided a Japanese luncheon. Then he sat back to answer the questions of the press. As the session began, he was asked for a recap on last year. Ferrara said, "Well, I didn't get to play too much, you know. In my brief appearances, I hit 5 home runs, knocked in 23 runs, hit 270, and no civilians. It was a quiet year for me." The Dodgers, and that includes Al Ferrara, found a little trouble last year with St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Larry Jaster. The press asked him how he personally had done against Jaster. Ferrara said, "It was just about average for our team. In 7 at-bats, I struck out 5 times and hit into 2 double plays." Then he remembered a particular occasion. In a game in St. Louis, the Dodgers had a chance to clinch a tie for the pennant, and manager Walter Alston sent Ferrara to the plate with 2 men on and 2 out. Swish, 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 and I was out. Actually, Ferrara's bat is not his problem. He admits that he does have some trouble with the glove. He explained why he would not try out for Wills' job by saying, "The best place for me is right field, because that's as far away as you can get from the ball. With me, every fly ball is an adventure. I'm not renowned for my defensive skill. In fact, my fielding has been the subject of much concern in the Dodger organization. But believe it or not, I used to be a pretty good outfielder." And that caused a reaction among the press, and somebody asked him why he wasn't a good outfielder now. Said Ferrara, "The few times I get to play, I forget. I lose confidence in my fielding." Al Ferrara wound up his press conference by saying, "This will mark the ninth spring that I've played Vero Beach for 6 weeks. I always go to camp feeling I've got a shot. I just haven't reached my... And somebody suggested he meant peak, but he said no. And someone else suggested potential. But Ferrara said no, and then he found it. My zenith." Ring Lardner would have loved him. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
You're listening to Monitor, the up-to-date sound of the weekend world. Ahead, Ted Webb with Sport and Speed. Stay around, won't you? You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Fortune Phone's listeners love Sterling's winning ways. Weekdays at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
The early morning sound of Big Town USA is the early morning sound of Big Wilson, NBC. Make the big time your time by rising to the situation with Big Wilson. Let Biggie's music, news, and conversation keep you in touch with Big Town. Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on WNBC, the big voice of Big Town USA.
Green, green, the Greenfield way, to keep your lawn in time. Green, green, the Greenfield way, to save a lot of work and time.
This is James McFadden of the Manpower Education Institute. There is a school in New York that offers a course for any job requiring a skill. For one that could help you, check our institute's free automated training information center at the Grand Central Post Office, 45th Street and Lexington Avenue.
Swinging along now with more Monitor music, here's a vocal group called The Seekers, all wearing checkered deerstalker caps and peering through magnifying glasses as they sing Georgie Girl.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there inside you. Hey there, Georgie Girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that be. You can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shelf
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that'd be.
Now, at the Monitor Sports Desk, here's Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint for Ted Webb's news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the many service stations from coast to coast that carry a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Ted will be along in just a moment. First of all, let me tell you this. Every once in a while, someone asks us, what's so great about Pennsylvania motor oils? Well, let's put it this way. Some oils take several days to produce. Pennsylvania oils took 1 million years. Nature has never produced a crude oil like it. Pennsylvania oil has a unique molecular structure that stands up to the head of high speeds. Can you imagine what happens to lesser oils when they're thrashed around several thousand times a minute at turnpike speeds? Pennsylvania motor oils never get so stirred up that they forget what they're supposed to do. So for the good of your engine, insist on a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. And say, all of you sports car enthusiasts, when is your club holding its next rally? You can get a complete rally kit with checkpoint signs, windshield numbers, and sanctioned scoring slips from the Pennsylvania Grade Crude Oil Association. For just $1, you get 6 big checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of 120 rally scoring slips. Just send your dollar to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania. Now, here's Ted.
Thank you, Mel. Sport of Speed originates tonight from the Daytona International Speedway, where the 4th annual 250-mile race for the late model cars of the Automobile Racing Club of America was today's attraction. This speedway has become known for the number of races which have gone right down to the wire with any one of 3 or 4 cars possibly the ultimate winner. This was the case today. It was on the last half of the last lap that Ralph Latham of Cincinnati, Ohio, made his bid, passed leader Iggy Katona, and swept to victory. Latham was driving a 1965 Plymouth and had led the race on 5 separate occasions for a total of 26 laps. His victory netted him $5,200. Half a car length behind was runner-up Iggy Katona from Willis, Michigan, in a 65 Dodge. Third to finish, and the third of a trio which had run together closely enough so that any one could have been the victor, was Doris Wisecarver of Zanesville, Ohio, in a 66 Ford. Fourth went to Andy Hampton of Louisville, Kentucky, also in Ford, and fifth was Bill Kimmel from Cincinnati in Plymouth. There were 21 lead changes among 7 drivers. In addition to the winner, these were J.T. Putnam of Arden, North Carolina, Les Snow of Bloomington, Illinois, Blackie Watt of New Alexandria, Pennsylvania, Wisecarver, and Neil Castles of Charlotte. The race was slowed by 3 caution flags out for 23 laps. The winner's average was 134 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour slower than the record set last year by Jack Boucher. 2 accidents looked to be very bad, but the drivers emerged with less serious injuries than at first reported. One occurred when Jack Shanklin of Indianapolis hit the wall on the 4th turn. He sustained only a severe shaking up. Later, Johnny Roberts of Breckenridge, Michigan, flipped several times and after removal to the hospital was declared to be not seriously hurt and will be released on Tuesday. Meanwhile, at Tampa, the Winter National Sprints were concluded today. The 30-lap feature today was won by Jerry Daniels of St. Paul. He also won yesterday and therefore became the overall winner of the meet with 815 points. Yesterday, Daniels was followed by Jerry Poland and Tom Bigelow. Taking second today was Carl Busson of Toledo. Third was Bill Pewterbaugh of Roxana, Illinois. And fourth was Tom Bigelow from Whitewater, Wisconsin. At Sydney, Australia today, Jackie Stewart won the 32nd Australian Grand Prix driving a V8 BRM. Jim Clark in Lotus was second. He now leads the Tasman Cup Series by 30 points. Frank Gardner was third in a Brabham Repco, followed by Jack Brabham himself in, naturally, a Brabham Repco. 2 races now remain in the Tasman Cup Series. John Meekham has announced that Graham Hill will not be driving for him at Indianapolis this year in the 500. Although we won't have Graham, we do have a pair of very fine drivers this year, Meekham said. England's Jackie Stewart and Al Unser of the United States. This is Ted Webb at Daytona Speedway for Monitor Sports.
Sport of Speed with Ted Webb is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania Motor Oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania Motor Oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
Sport of Speed was heard 1.5 hour early this week only. Next week, it'll be heard at the regular time. Now, with an eye on the future, here's Connie Francis to sing Another Page.
A while ago, I was a lonely girl, without a goal or purpose in this world. I thought of life and made my plans to find myself a wealthy man, it's true.
Just in case you were thinking of turning over a new leaf.
Listen, as a flight service manager talks about headaches and Excedrin.
Your airline has to run on time. Your flights are due out at 3 o'clock. The company expects them out. Your passengers expect them out at 3 o'clock. Everything's got to be on the minute, or you got to answer for it. I take Excedrin and go on about my business. In a matter of minutes, I start feeling relief from it.
Excedrin analgesic tablets, the extra strength pain reliever.
Here's a revival of a song that was a big hit back in the late 40s. Remember? The Baja Marimba Band and
The Cry of the Wild Goose.
Now, a listening reminder. Just ahead, NBC Radio will present a special 90-minute edition of Meet the Press, featuring six members of the President's Commission on Law Enforcement, including Chairman Nicholas Katzenbach, whose report on crime is soon to be released. Other guests will include Professor James Vorenberg, Executive Director of the Commission, Thomas J. Cahill, San Francisco's Chief of Police, and Professor Herbert Wexler of Columbia University's School of Law. Newsmen interviewing the guests will represent the New York Times, the Chicago Daily News, NBC Washington, and NBC New York, in addition to permanent panel member and producer Lawrence E. Spivak. So, for an informative, fascinating look at crime in the United States, stay tuned for Meet the Press. This is Monitor. I'm Brad Crandall.
Monitor, your guide to good listening on the NBC Radio Network.